3, 2, 1. Hello, this is Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, on October 4th, RCAF USA filed a lawsuit against Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and his administrator for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, Kevin Shea. In our lawsuit, we allege that two USDA officials violated the law when they issued their written mandate that beginning on January 1 of 2023, all adult cattle moving in interstate commerce must be affixed with a radio frequency identification ear tag, or RFID ear tag. More specifically, we allege it was unlawful to issue such a mandate without at least following the legal requirement that before a federal agency can force citizens to incur substantial costs to comply with the agency's mandate, the agency must afford citizens a notice and comment rulemaking process so affected parties can offer their comments. The USDA did not do this. And we allege it was unlawful for the USDA to formulate its mandate in secret. Our allegation is that USDA relied on advisory committees that excluded the input of cattle producers who objected to a mandatory RFID scheme and instead included only those who supported such a scheme, including ear tag manufacturers who stand to profit handsomely from such a mandate. In other words, we allege the agency acted in a non-transparent manner, even though it had a legal obligation to be transparent. And based on these two major allegations, our case involves a federal agency that is overreaching its legal authority by attempting to enact laws, which is the exclusive domain of Congress, which is our legislative branch of government, rather than to implement the laws Congress had passed. Implementing and enforcing the laws that Congress enacts is what federal agencies are limited to do. Now, just 6 days after we filed our lawsuit in federal district court, the President of the United States issued two executive orders. Ironically, the two executive orders are designed to rein in federal agencies that are overreaching their authority. The first order states that it's the goal to ensure that Americans are subject to only those binding rules imposed through duly enacted statutes or through regulations lawfully promulgated under them, and that Americans have fair notice of their obligations. The second order complements the first by ensuring that Americans will not be subject to a civil administrative enforcement action without first receiving prior public notice. In other words, the presidential executive orders are intended to address the very issue that we are now litigating, an overreaching federal agency that is attempting to subject America's cattle producers to binding rules without first promulgating regulations as Congress has directed, and for enacting such binding rules without providing transparency. In sum, the executive orders ensure that federal agencies are acting lawfully within the confines of our United States Constitution. From our perspective, it's about time that a president acts to rein in our nation's overreaching federal agencies. In the case of our RFID lawsuit, the USDA is attempting to impose a burden on the entire U.S. cattle industry by issuing what it called a guidance document. In this case, it was a guidance document called a fact sheet. This fact sheet was not created through a lawful rulemaking process. In fact, we allege the USDA issued the fact sheet to circumvent the lawful rulemaking process, and that the fact sheet itself actually violates the regulations that USDA did promulgate in 2013. The president has now given federal agencies 120 days from his executive order to inventory all such guidance documents and to notify the president as to which of those guidance documents the federal agencies intend to defend. This makes our lawsuit all the more interesting, with ramifications that go well beyond the confines of our U.S. cattle industry. Will Secretary Perdue attempt to defend our lawsuit in court on the grounds that his RFID mandate was issued in accordance with the law? Or will the secretary include his RFID fact sheet on his list of inventory guidance documents and notify the president that his agency will not defend the mandate? Whatever happens, this is both a case where Americans have drawn a line in the sand and said they are not going to sit silent when a federal agency tries to run roughshod over them, and where a president has clearly recognized that federal agencies have been exceeding their statutory authority at the expense of hardworking Americans. From our perspective, the outcomes of both these initiatives, our lawsuit and the president's executive orders, will greatly benefit the American citizens. Well, with that, we're out of time. We hope you have a productive week. Thank you, and goodbye.